again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of the journalist Jane Cramer, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1938, known for the many long pieces she's written for The New Yorker magazine about teenagers in Morocco and cowboys in Texas and Allen Ginsberg and Europe. Her most recent book was Lone Patriot, The Short Career of an American Militiaman. And it was on this day in 1912 that Teddy Roosevelt was nominated by the Progressive Party to run for president, an election that went on to define the Republican Party for the rest of the 20th century. Republicans had dominated politics ever since the Civil War. A Republican had been in the White House for 44 of the previous 52 years. They were the party of civil rights, and under the presidency of Teddy Roosevelt, the Republican Party became the party of environmental conservation, antitrust laws, and consumer protection. Teddy Roosevelt was one of the most popular presidents in history, the youngest, too. He was 42 when he took office. The first president to ride in an automobile and ride in an airplane. The first to visit a foreign country while in office. He was a foremost naturalist. He was an author of history, published almost 50 books. After he'd served two terms, he announced that he would not seek a third term. He handpicked his successor, William Howard Taft, and then went off on an African safari. But when he got back, Teddy Roosevelt found that Taft had moved away from progressive principles and aligned himself with the conservative wing of the Republican Party. Teddy Roosevelt ran against Taft in the primaries, won the primary in Taft's home state of Ohio, but eventually it was party insiders who picked the nominee, and they gave it to Taft. And so Roosevelt called for the creation of a new progressive party and accepted its nomination on this day in 1912. It was nicknamed the Bull Moose Party because Roosevelt said, "I am as strong as a bull moose and you can use me to the limit." He was in a three-way race with Taft and Woodrow Wilson, campaigning on a platform that called for income taxes, inheritance taxes, the 8-hour workday, voting rights for women, drew huge crowds wherever he went. In Milwaukee, October 14, 1912, on the way to give his speech, he was shot by a man 6 feet away, the bullet deflected by the speech in his pocket, along with a metal eyeglasses case. Roosevelt went on to give the speech. But Woodrow Wilson won the election, despite Roosevelt making the best showing of any third-party candidate in American history. He came in second. And one of the results of his Progressive Party campaign was splitting the Republican Party between conservatives and progressives, and the progressives have never been in charge ever since. Here's a poem for today by Leslie Mansour, entitled The Bachelor. No family pictures on the wall, no books, a drafting desk, a travel magazine, no children, one divorce, a satellite dish, a cold, efficient exercise machine, and in the corner with the firewood, stacks of videos. The fridge comes with light beer and non-fat milk for the granola stored in jars. I've looked, but there's no sugar here. Platoons of running shoes camp by the door. His Boston fern, neglected, pays the price. His one unfriendly cat purposefully saunters across the threshold, searching hard for mice. As he begins to age, and his gray beard inaugurates the thinning of his hair, he'll pale with each sensation in his chest, each flutter, every pain and numbness there. No cardiologist nor any chart will ever find the trouble with his heart. A poem, The Bachelor, by Leslie Mansour, from her collection The Alarming Beauty of the Sky, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.